USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Merrick Garland's Justice Department announced Tuesday that the U.S. Bureau of Prisons is no longer required to re-imprison federal inmates who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. Mr. Garland said in a statement, "Thousands of people on home confinement have reconnected with their families, have found gainful employment, and have followed the rules," end quote. Candidate Biden 1 year ago.
"I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus."
President Biden on Tuesday.
"What took so long didn't take long at all. What happened was the Omicron virus spread even more rapidly than anybody thought."
Dangerously high winds will keep NASA's newest space telescope on the ground for at least an extra day, with the launch now targeted for Saturday, Christmas Day. The James Webb Space Telescope will launch from South America's northeastern coast aboard a European rocket. USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
There's been a change with Kathy Klage's prison status with regards to the Larry Nassar case.
Former Michigan State University coach Kathy Klage went to jail for lying about her knowledge of sexual abuse complaints against Larry Nassar as far back as the 1990s. The appeals court judges did not determine that Kathy Klage told the truth to investigators, but rather that her interviews were not crucial in a state investigation of how the university responded to allegations about Nassar. Klage's attorney said she has, quote, finally been vindicated. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
New figures show that global diabetes has increased 16% in the past 2 years, with an estimated 537 million adults ages 20 to 79 living with the chronic condition. Over the same time period, COVID-19 has stopped us from doing some of the things that help prevent and manage diabetes. Reducing your sitting time is a good starting place, and increasing physical activity is your next step. Talk to your doctor on what works best with you. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The mostly partisan January 6th commission is losing credibility as it continues demonstrating a one-sided investigation. So says Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
Well, unfortunately, many Americans who just watch CNN or some of the other channels won't think it's so partisan. They won't know the truth. They know there are some Republicans on the commission. What they don't know is the Republicans were handpicked by the Democrats, and they don't have the power that normally a minority does have. Look, what should have happened is there should have been a 9/11 type commission of distinguished Americans, people outside of politics, appointed in a nonpartisan way, historians to be sure, others who are experts in Congress, to look at this thing without a partisan interest and to get to the bottom of it. The American public have the right to an objective, disinterested approach. We don't get it from the media today for the most part. We certainly don't get it from Congress. And so there will be some people who will be fooled by this. But I don't think the courts will be fooled by it, and I think the courts will start to hit back at the partisan subpoenas and recommendations for criminal prosecution. I don't think those will be sustained by the courts.
Boston's newly elected mayor, Michelle Wu, announced a new vaccine passport system for the city, which will go into effect January 15th. From that day, residents and visitors to the city will be forced to show proof of vaccination to enter most indoor spaces. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.